Aging Today is made possible in part by FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy and the Claude Pepper Center, researching the challenges and possibilities of an aging society.
I'm Lori Gonzalez, research faculty at the Claude Pepper Center, and this week's Aging Today question is, how many children live with their grandparents? About 10% of American children live with their grandparents, an increase from just 3% in 1970. Much of the rise is explained by the increasing prevalence of single-parent families, drug use, incarceration, and economic distress. While some of these households are headed by a parent, about two-thirds are headed by a grandparent. This distinction is important because these groups face different risks. The chance of living in poverty is higher among children in grandparent-headed households, especially those containing only a grandmother. Financial strain is increased by the fact that most of these households contain two or more children. Assuming care for a grandchild also increases the risk of chronic illness and depression. But this is only part of the story. Many of these grandparents report finding fulfillment in this role and having closer relationships with their grandchildren as a result.
Listen to archives of Aging Today at wfsu.org/agingtoday. Aging Today is a service of FSU's Pepper Institute on Aging and Public Policy, the Claude Pepper Center, and WFSU. Content provided is the opinion of the sponsors and not of WFSU.